This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Is there anything anywhere in the Bible where we can be tricked into, like, taking the mark?
Yeah, I don't know the issue of tricking. I think the idea is everyone who just takes it, the implication is they're willingly, knowingly receiving it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What they're doing is identifying with the Antichrist at that point. I've actually wondered about that. Well, what if you're in a coma and someone comes in and gives you the mark and you don't even know it and you wake up?
Yeah.
You know, does it mean you're going to hell? I wouldn't say so. If they accept that mark, that's the issue.
Number 5.
Okay, I had thought I had read in the Bible that no one could say to you, God bless you, unless they were filled with the Holy Spirit and could say it back. I have said that to my kids and a sister, and so I'm wondering, did I really read it or did I think it was something that I turned around?
You turned it around, apparently. It says no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit. And that doesn't mean just uttering the sentence, but it does mean the Lordship of Christ and calling him that.
Number 4.
Why do so many Christians here in America are so biblically illiterate, or the women are so bamboozled by all these false teachers on TV where they got so many preachers who teach the truth 24 hours a day on TV and radio? And we got so much resources and different Bible translations.
Because they're not studying the Bible. The preachers and teachers are themselves, a lot of them are not teaching the truth of God's Word. So we have false teachers out there, and we have people who are not studying the Word of God and taking it seriously.
Number 3.
In the beginning of Mark, Jesus said, repent and believe in the gospel. The Apostle Paul also said in 2 Corinthians, that there's a repentance leading to salvation. What kind of repentance are they talking about?
The kind of repentance that God grants, where it says a turn. The Greek word for repent is metanoeo, and it has to do with the change of mind, from the Greek naos, mind, metanoeo. What we do is we have an attitudinal change towards sin. We don't want it anymore. We're turning from it. But we've got to be careful, because we don't want to say that repentance saves us, because repentance is following the law. So if a person is lying and he learns that lying is a sin because Exodus 20, 10 commandments says so, and then he stops lying by following the commandment, is he saved because he's following that commandment? The answer is no. He's justified by faith, but along with faith is regeneration. And with regeneration comes the ability to repent. So that's why God grants us repentance, 2 Timothy 2:25, and he grants what we believe, Philippians 1:29.
Number 2.
Is there a name for the Holy Spirit? I mean, you claim to that God is three persons, no?
The name of God is Yahweh. In Exodus 3, Moses says to God, what is your name? And God answers him and says, my name is Yahweh. Would you agree that the name of God is Yahweh?
No, because, in the Bible,
Wait a minute.
The book of Isaiah.
Are you calling God a liar?
No, I'm quoting scripture.
Wait a minute. What I did was I gave you a reference. You ignored it. You didn't look at it.
Espera
un momento, por favor. Necesitas esperar. Espera un momento. Sí. Espera. Espera.
Okay, go ahead.
Look, I gave you a verse, and you need to go look at what it says, okay? Instead of just ignoring it and going someplace else, I know what Isaiah 9:6 says, but I gave you something that God himself says, so you have to deal with what God says.
Number 1! I've had this conversation in the last couple of days with one of my friends, and he does not believe in eternal security because he believes if that's the case, then, you know, humans don't have free will.
That's not true. And he doesn't understand the issues.
So I heard your comment, and I was trying to dig a little deeper to kind of get an insight on, you know, what's the errors of that with what you were saying. Okay. Why would you leave your church over that?
I would leave it most probably if I were to talk to the leadership and say, are you teaching you could lose your salvation? They said yes. What must you do to keep it then? And if they give me a list, I'm leaving after I rebuke them. Because if they'll say a list, what I mean is, well, you've got to remain faithful and you can't sin too much. That's what it'll come down to. You got to do the right things. Well, then that's salvation by works. And that's what it comes down to.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
And now the end is near.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.